going on, everybody? I'm sorry I haven't been able to post in a long time. Well, I guess it hasn't been that long. It's been like a couple weeks, maybe 2 weeks. I don't really remember. I'm sorry. But I'm taking a drive, and I got lost in my own area. I'm sure that's happened to a few people. But I went to go to Walmart, and then the Walmart didn't have what I wanted, so I was like, screw it. This is a perfect excuse to go for a really long, unnecessary drive to another Walmart that also didn't have what I wanted. So I was like, okay, screw it. Another excuse to go on a really long drive. So I started heading down on this, you know, quote-unquote long drive, and I noticed that where I was going to make my U-turn, there was, like, non-moving traffic. Like, literally just, like, standstill for miles. I was like, all right, fuck that. Not going that way. So now I decided I'm going to go on an even longer drive to just go right back to where I was. So I was only, like, I think at the time I was 30 minutes away from my house. I honestly, the actual store that has what I needed was like 5 minutes up the road from my house. But I wanted to be an asshole and drive farther because I was bored. And excuse the drone in the background. My car is loud, so it's kind of droney. So I apologize for that. And I don't have a mic in right now. I'm using my phone. So anyways, I went on this long, unnecessary drive. And I'm like, all right, fuck it. You know, we're just going to go all out today and go completely out of the way sightseeing. And then I was like, all right, I want to go home now. I have to pee really bad, and I don't want to stop anywhere around here because I don't necessarily like the area. And it's not like it has nothing to do with my personal safety. I don't like the people that I used to know in this area, so I'd rather not run into them. So I turned around, and I got onto the highway that I was looking for, and now guess what? Just guess what? Just take a fucking guess. Yeah, that's right. Fucking traffic. There's nonstop traffic on this highway too, and this is my last option. I have no place to go. Like, I have nowhere else I can turn off to go to unless I just want to be, like, a real big asshole to myself and just take this exit, run all my gas out, and drive, like, all the way up north or south or just somewhere completely out of the way just to avoid the traffic, just to come down the same road just without traffic on it. So, yeah, here I am sitting in traffic, and I was doing some thinking. And I was thinking about something that I haven't talked about in a really long time, and that was the gym. Now, excuse me, the last time I talked about the gym, I was going off in this ridiculous rant about how people like to slam weights and they don't need to. So, I want to talk about the benefits of working out and mental health. So, yeah, I know. Nick, you've talked about mental health like 40 times this week. Well, it's a big topic, but this time I'm gonna alter it a little bit. So, I started working out when I was like 13. Because I was getting picked on, I was getting bullied a lot, and I was like, fuck this. This isn't happening anymore. I'm going to get jacked and I'm going to kick everybody's ass. So after about 2 years, I got pretty jacked and I actually did kick a couple people's ass. And then the bullying stopped. Great. Wonderful, right? That's not why you should work out though. Working out should not be a negative thing. Now, what a lot of people don't think about when they see these big guys at the gym is maybe what they're going through, you know, in the background, that's pushing them to go so hard. So I was a professional fitness model, and I was actually going to step on stage a few times to compete in bodybuilding because I was there. I was ready to go. A friend of mine was coaching me. He was I think he was IFBB and NCAA, something like that. So I was about to compete, and then he passed away, unfortunately, and he was a great man. And after that, I stopped. That's when I started going through a lot more depression and anxiety and stuff like that. And then I got back into it and I started lifting a lot and pushing me. And what I learned is that I was able to take all of my anger, all of my sadness, all of my problems and put it into the gym and not aggressively slamming weights and throwing things around in that manner like some people do, but focusing it on my body so that I can use that to push past points. Because in bodybuilding, you get to a lot of points where you don't grow, like you just stop. And you're just like, all right, I don't want to do this anymore because I'm not making any more gains. But you have to push past that wall. And the ability to take all the issues I was going through in life, and even now, all the issues I'm going through in life, and put them into the gym, you know, it changed my life. It allowed me to create the physique that I wanted, and it's just great. So, you know, moral of the story is, if you have a lot going on in your life, and you've maybe been thinking about lifting, I would say go for it. And then direct all of that bad energy into the gym and use it to make you stronger. You don't need steroids to be as strong as you want in the gym. You just need a little bit of anger, a little bit of anxiety, and put that into your muscles. Trust me, it'll get you pretty far. But on that note, the traffic has lightened up, and I drive a manual, and I can't do this with one hand. So, I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Hope you have a wonderful week. I don't even know, I think today's Monday, yeah, so happy Monday, and I'll talk to you guys soon.